Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 39. And today, I forgot to tell you to pack, but we're going on a European vacation with an unanticipated detour, which usually happens during vacations, right? But unanticipated, but enjoyable. Right now, we're listening to a band called Calicanto out of Italy. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Thanks for joining me. Yes, indeed, from Italy. That is Calicanto. They started up around 1981, play a lot of old songs and old instruments as well, including the piva, P-I-V-A, which is an ancient bagpipe from Venice. Made their first LP somewhere around, and it was an LP back then, somewhere in 1983. And they were one of the most important bands in the Italian folk revival movement. They also did a lot of theater work and movie soundtracks. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke, and this is a show which is a European vacation. And I told you, I'm sorry, I haven't warned you to pack and so on, but I think you'll be just fine. We're going to go to Italy, of course. We'll go to France. We'll go to Portugal. We'll go to Greece. And there is a bit of a detour as well, unanticipated. But I can't tell you about that now because you would anticipate it then. And who knows what you would do, but it's far better if it just sort of happens to you, right? Just like on vacation, when that sort of synchronicity of all those things come together and you end up doing something that was not in the guidebooks, but is a highlight of your vacation, which is, I hope, what the detour is today on this show. You're coming to us from Bay of Islands Radio, downtown Cornerbrook. It's 100.1 FM if you're in the city or the environs or across the bay on the north shore. And the www.boire.ca or a variety of other radio stations and other formats, which we'll tell you about later, but you may be listening on that. We will stay in Italy for one more track here, a band called Baraban, B-A-R-A-B-A, with an accent, accent grave, actually. And but Baraban is also from Italy. They focused on the musical traditions of the northern part of the country, especially that of the Po River Valley. They were founded around the same time as Calicanto, 1982, founded in Milan. They have about seven or so CDs and a DVD, over 35 years of touring and concerts and so on. Lots of mixing of melodies and languages and rhythms and sounds and songs, old and new, and swing music, even some Yiddish music that they do. And they've always been very attentive to social and civil issues. And of late, they had been working a fair bit on pieces composed by descendants of Italian immigrants in South America. And if you've been to South America, especially Argentina and places like that, there are many, many Italian influences in that area because there are a lot of immigrants who came from Italy and left traces in music and in architecture and in food and so on. This song we're going to hear is it's about a tradition from the Padana Plain. It's in the last 3 days of January. It's very, very cold there. The farmers do this, these sets of rites traditionally to forecast and affect the weather of the whole year. And these rites ended with two groups of singers, and there was one on either side of a river, and they sang songs to each other while beating wooden sticks together and exchanging lines of the song. So that's what Baraban is doing here. And this is a song, it's called La Merla.
Tra la roca e mezza l'era, segni col sen serena, voli lela, voli la.
La prunia le fiorita,
e tutti l'are mira, voli lela, voli lela, voli la. E tutti se riposa, voli lela, voli lela, voli la.
La prugna le cascada,
e tutti la ritrada, voli lela, voli lela, voli la.
And that is the band called Brereban. And you could tell that they did a bit of a false ending there, and the audience were thrown off a bit, started to clap, but then there was another 30 seconds left. It's a band from Italy, and a song called La Merla. And we're going to move from Italy into Portugal. And a lovely place there. I hear a lot of people talking about it. That's Portugal is a place to retire now. Lovely weather, beautiful weather, good food, local food, wine, everything else. Nice, friendly people, you know, all this sort of thing. And so it's now on the charts. You know, gone is Costa Rica and Panama and Ecuador and all of those other wonderful places that people used to say you should retire. Florida, you're saying? Oh, that was like 1952 or something like that. Anyways, we will go to Portugal virtually at the moment. And this is a band called, two folks, Lindas and Mitos is the name of the band. But it's mostly a duo. It started out as a duo from Oporto in Portugal. And the name Lindas and Mitos means legends and myths. Two of the guys who really sort of drove it forward, Oscar Ribeiro and Tovaz, and they have a wide range of music, collection of well-known Portuguese musicians for the backing, and generally contemporary work, but it's based on the mystical traditions of the country, and there clearly are some Celtic links in this track, and since we are doing Celtic music and beyond, of course, it seems appropriate. So this is something called Barquina do Mar.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Lindis and Mitos, something called Barquina do Mar, and music from Portugal. You're listening to us possibly on Radio Blanc-Sablanc, CFBS 89.9 FM in Blanc-Sablanc, and Quebec in 93.1 in Middle Bay and Rivière-Saint-Paul. Glad you could join us. We will go next up to another track. It's not exactly from Portugal, I suppose, but it's a track of a very famous singer who came from Cape Verde, which was one of the colonies of Portugal. Now, she did make CDs in Portugal and in France, mostly. But her name was Cesária Évora. And if you know anything about Cape Verdean music or something called Morna, M-O-R-N-A, the kind of bluesy style that she is famous for, you would know the name Cesária Évora. She was a popular singer there, nicknamed the Barefoot Diva. Sometimes she performed without shoes, and a little bit like Rita McNeil, right? And she was born in Mindelo in São Vicente in Cape Verde in 1941. When she was 7 years old, her father, who was a part-time musician, died, and so she was placed in an orphanage a few years later because her mother couldn't raise all six kids. And at the age of 16, she was persuaded by a friend to sing in a sailor's tavern. And it kind of started then back that early. Then by the 50s and 60s, she worked pretty hard, but she started singing as well. And she started working on Portuguese cruise ships that stopped at Mindelo and worked in the local radio as well. And in 1985, something like that, she was invited by a Cape Verdean singer to perform in Portugal. And while she was in Lisbon, she was discovered by the producer José da Silva and invited to record in Paris. And her success came a few years later with the release of her first commercial album, La Diva au Pied Nu, The Diva with Bare Feet. And it was recorded in France in that case. She had a career, not a long career, but because she really was working the scene for maybe about a dozen years or so before she died. It was later in her life. But she was made a knightess of the French Legion of Honor, which is the first Cape Verdean person to ever become one. She died at age 70, and just a day and a half or so before her death, she was still receiving people, and smoking, by the way, in her home in Mindelo. It was very popular because the doors were always open. People would come by constantly. And she's well-loved by the people in Cape Verde. There's an escudo note, one of their currency notes, that features her. There's a stamp. If you're a stamp collector, numismatist, or whatever you call yourselves, you would, or is that philately? I forget. I get them all mixed up. She appeared on a Cape Verdean stamp anyways. And two species of fauna are named after. Now, you know you're famous when people start to name fauna after you. There's a butterfly, and there's a species of sea slug as well, named after her. But anyway, let's listen to some music. This is called Saudade, which is like homesickness, a kind of longing for being back on your island or wherever it is. This is Cesária Évora from Cape Verde.
Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra, San Inclão. Saudade, 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 disse minha terra, San Inclão. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, 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 disse minha terra, stunning cloud. Soda, this mia terra stunning cloud. Si vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Saudade desse minha terra sem enclau.
That is indeed Cesaria Evora, something called Saudade. Music from Cape Verde, but via some influence in Portugal as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening to us on Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM. And thanks for joining me this evening. Next up, we have... Well, here you go. Here's a question. Quick, where are the Gypsy Kings from? What country? And so I'll give you a moment and then, If you said Spain, you're wrong, because they're from southwestern France, where there is a rather large Gypsy population. And Tecameli, who play in the same style, are also from that region. They're from the base of the Pyrenees, Perpignana. And it's not flamenco that they play, along with the Gypsy Kings. It's rumba catalana. Rumba from Barcelona. And so there are some stylistic elements from flamenco, but it's strongly influenced by Cuban music and by salsa. So now that you know that information, you can be a geek, a music geek, at a party. And people will not appreciate it, trust me. It's not much fun to be sitting next to a music geek who tells you all these weird little things like, you know, the Gypsy Kings, they're not really from Spain, they're from France. And then it's not really flamenco. It's, you know, anyway, there you go. Tecameli, the name of the band, means I love you in Kalo, which is an old language of the gypsies from Spain. And here we can hear on this track, they're doing something called Caisson. And it's the meeting of enchanting voices, and furious guitars. This is Tecameli.
Yo, señor, te de venir. Te maquina que ya un Te maquina antes de venir. Te maquina antes de venir. Que el Señor te de venir. Te maquina aunque no me. Te maquina usted de venir, te maquina usted de venir. Maquina y yo que en tu wey, maquina y ya la coma. Maquina y yo que en tu, maquina y ya la coma. Ya y que tú, que yo me lo que tú, ay que tú que lo que yo, ay que tú, que tú, que tú, que tú, ay que yo, que tú. Son, que son, ay que tú. Son,
temporão, meu,
Ole, ole.
Na máquina o tal de menino, Na máquina o tal de menino. Máquina em Dom Quentua, máquina em Dala Cova. Máquina em Dom Quentua, máquina em Dala Cova. Máquina em Dom Quentua, máquina em Dala Cova.
Yes, it's Tecumelli, and that is from France. Caisson was the name. Yes, I did mention that there would be a bit of a detour, an unanticipated detour, and indeed, I guess it's time for us to do that. And like any vacation, you plan it in advance, and you kind of know where you're staying and so on, and some people plan it more than others, depending on what their personality matrix might be. But sometimes things happen, and you find opportunities, and you just end up going down a road you didn't expect to go down, and all of a sudden there's this beautiful shoreline, and you walk along it, and anyway, things change. So I was planning to, I was thinking, France, let's go into Switzerland and let's do a little bit there because, sometimes people, my family keep saying, well, you've traveled around, Ivan, why don't you ever go to Switzerland where your people come from or parts of Germany? And I think, well, no, because they're, that's, I still kind of remember ancestrally. Anyways, so I thought, well, I'd go to Switzerland. And what happened is I got distracted by yodeling in the Alps. So I started listening to these CDs that I had about, from the Alps, music from the Alps. And I just got kind of intrigued by yodeling. And I thought, I haven't really played yodeling on the show maybe ever. Who knows? And so it's high time to, to change that. And see, if I told you this at the outset, you probably wouldn't have listened. But anyway, so what we'll do is we'll hear some yodeling from none of it's around Switzerland, as it turns out. But I thought, this is curious stuff. And so I'm going to play yodeling from a variety of countries around the world, different kinds of yodeling. And just, I know you're at the edge of your seat already because thinking of what joy this is going to be. And maybe in order to appreciate it fully, it's sometimes best to know how to do something. And so I'll play this track to start off. This is Kathy Fink, and it's a yodeling lesson. And Kathy Fink she was born in Maryland, but she, got her musical career started in Canada in the 1970s. She's bussed a lot, and anyway, she's made about 35 albums in a variety of combinations. She has 12 Grammy nominations. But one of the albums she did was called Learn to Yodel. And it's the album that Bette Midler used to learn the skill for the film Big Business. If you ever saw Big Business, Bette Midler sings or yodels during that. And it's trying to show you in this very, very short clip how to get that low note to leap across the epiglottal divide into the high note. Because that's really the key. That's a secret. I'm telling you this almost whispering. That's the secret of yodeling, is to get the low notes to leap across the epiglottal divide into the high notes. Good. I'm glad you wrote that down, because that's an important thing. And right after that, now that we know how to yodel, we'll listen to something from Carolina Cotton. She was an American singer and actress. She was known as the yodeling blonde bombshell. And she was born in Arkansas, moved to San Francisco, took dancing lessons, and gradually accompanied traveling shows. And she was 16 when she was in high school. She went to a radio station, watched the Dude Martin's Roundup Gang, and the band's yodeler left to get married. Even yodelers find partners anyway. And so the Dude Martin asked her whether she could yodel, and she said, sure, I can, why not? Even though she'd never yodeled before. Anyway, she went on to a great career, appeared in musicals, made a variety of westerns where she learned how to ride a horse and so on, made a bunch of grade B westerns. And her song, I Love to Yodel, was used in four different B westerns. But actually, she was inspired by meeting children when she was doing her travels. And she ended up becoming a teacher and spent most of her career teaching, although she was an amazing yodel player. Yodel player? Yodel singer, sorry. Got that one wrong, eh? So we'll hear Kathy Fink, and then we'll hear Carolina Cotton doing something called NOLA. So listen up. Here's how you learn to yodel.
I know a song about a yodeling grandmother. It has a part for you to sing on and even has a place for you to yodel with me. If you've never tried yodeling before, we can try a few things together. The first step in yodeling is to make a funny sound like this. Let's see if we can do that together. We can make that more musical by singing two vowel sounds, F for the low note and E for the high note. In between those notes, there's a break or click in your voice, and that's your yodel. Try this. That sounds real good. Now, the next step in yodeling is using the word Y-O-D-E-L. We're going to take the word yodel and put it in front of E, and it's going to sound like this. Yen-lay, yen-lay. Now, for an even fancier yodel, you can take the letter O and put it at the end of all that, and you'll get this. Yen-lay, yen-lay. Sounds great. We're ready to yodel on the next song.
Just a simple little lesson will get you that far, I suppose. So we heard Kathy Fink doing a yodeling lesson. That was Carolina Cotton doing a song called Nola. And Carolina Cotton, of course, who was, as you remember, as I said earlier, the yodeling blonde bombshell from Arkansas originally. And if you ever see some old B-Westerns and there's a woman blonde bombshell yodeling in it, chances are it could be Carolina Cotton. Well, here are two more tracks here in a row, and these are two more examples of yodeling, and we'll start off with Kenny Roberts. He was an American country music singer born in Lenoir City, Tennessee. He was raised in Massachusetts. He was a member of the Down Homers with Bill Haley. Remember Bill Haley and the Comets? Well, Bill Haley was in a band called the Down Homers before that. In fact, he was the yodeler in the Down Homers. He took over yodeling from Kenny Roberts, and Kenny Roberts went off to the Navy, and when he came back, Bill Haley sighed a big, a huge sigh of relief, and he gave back the yodeling position, and then he went on to become a rock and roll star. Anyway, Kenny Roberts started at the age of 11, and he organized a band entirely of harmonica players at that time. He literally learned to play the guitar and the bass fiddle and violin, but he was inspired by Yodeling Slim Clark, and who wouldn't be inspired by a guy with a catchy name like that, Yodeling Slim Clark? And so at age 17, Kenny Roberts won a New Hampshire radio contest to be chosen as the Eastern States Yodeling Champion. That was back in 1944. And so he became a regular go-to performer as a yodeler. He was on radio and TV and concert tours for several decades. And he wasn't only just a yodeler, but he was a bit of a jumper as well while doing his tunes. So he was quite a hit with the younger kids. He yodeled and he jumped to cowboy tunes. Anyway, we'll listen to him. And then we'll, after that, we'll get a little bit strange, oddly enough. And we'll hear some Hawaiian yodeling. So this is a band called a duo, Ho'opia Brothers. There's brothers Richard and Solomon. And they were they won a number of National Heritage Awards in their native Hawaii. And the kind of singing is Leo Kaiakia, and something like that. And it features men singing in a high falsetto. So the brothers were born in Maui. They were surrounded by a traditional music-loving family. The mother was involved in church activities, sang hymns. The father was a music instructor. And they put out their first album in 1976, and they recorded for somewhere around 25 years then. And they were very religious in a sense, too, but they maintained their skill was a God-given gift. They made sure there was a prayer before each of their vocal performances, sometimes used a ukulele and so on, and a kind of a Western yodel in a Hawaiian way. So we'll hear something called Hawaiian Cowboy. Yes, you heard that right, Hawaiian Cowboy with yodelers. So let's see what we think of this. Let's start off though with Kenny Roberts and the Ho'opia Brothers.
Some folks like a lot of fancy singing, others like to hear high opry, but you can have all of that. I want just a yodel for me. Every time I yodel my song, everybody just hums right along. It's easy to do, just go yodel and boo, then you'll be a yodeler like me. City life is no appeal to me. I learned to yodel high in the mountains, so that is where you'll always find me. Every time I yodel my song, hella people just hum right along. It's easy to do, just go yodeling, and you'll be a yodel like me. It's easy to do, just go yodeling, then you'll be a yodeler like me.
Yeah. я улікаю на мості, там вона бакалівка лимоне, опа-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па-па
You're probably wondering, how long is this detour, Ivan? This yodeling detour. I want to go back to Europe. Well, that's the South Pacific. People vacation in the South Pacific all the time. That was the Huopiai Brothers and something called Hawaiian Cowboy. Before that, Kenny Roberts and Just a Yodel for Me. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke, and you could be listening on CJBU Caper Radio, Sydney, Cape Breton, right from the CBU campus. Thanks for joining me. Okay, we have two more yodeling kind of things in it, and we get a little bit stranger briefly, and then something not quite so strange, but kind of intriguing. So next up, a guy, Kishore Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. He was an East Indian playback singer. You know the Bollywood movies and so East Indian movies where they have different people playing different parts, but often the voiceovers are only a few people, a small handful of people, and they do all the singing and so on. So he was a very famous playback singer, actor, lyricist, composer, producer, director, screenwriter, all those things. And he's considered one of the most popular singers in the Hindi film industry. Sang in many different genres, sang in many different languages, not just Hindi, but Bengali and Marathi and Gujarati, and I think there's about eight or nine Urdu. And he won eight film awards for best male playback singer and holds the record for winning the most Filmfare awards in that category. This is an award system for the Bollywood movies. He was a great mimic of other singers, but people said, hey, you got a great voice. You should develop your own style of singing, which he did, and it included featuring yodeling, which he'd heard on the records of Tex Morton and Jimmy Rogers back in the United States. So there he is in Bollywood doing these films and no professional training, just winging it as he's yodeling. Kind of an untutored abandon in yodeling. So we'll hear a bit of that, and this is from a movie soundtrack. It's called Main Hunjum Jumru, and it kind of rolls off the tongue. It's kind of cool. I don't care. I think it is anyway. And after that, we'll hear something that's intriguing. Laura Love, and she's an American singer songwriter. She started as a bass guitar player. Sometimes people call her Afro-Celtic, or she's been influenced by bluegrass and various other styles too. She's born in Lincoln, Nebraska, African-American, Native American, Caucasian descent. Had a difficult childhood, raised by a mother with many issues that she had to deal with, raised in foster homes as well. Her father had very little involvement in her life. But he was a jazz musician, so she got some talent through that, I guess. She began her performing career at age 16. By singing for prisoners at the Nebraska State Penitentiary. So that's a great way to start, isn't it? She's released several albums on her own label. Then Putumayo put one out, and she's come back and released another one just in this year. Took some time off to kind of center herself. So it's kind of a funky, groove-oriented, rootsy fusion, grunge blues or whatever. But she has said at one time, my mission in life is to put the yo back in yodel. And so we'll hear those two tracks. So we're starting off with Kishore Kumar from a movie soundtrack, so the sound quality is not that great. And then we'll hear Laura Love. So this is our detour, our vacation detour through yodeling.
हूँ झुम 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 झुमरू पकड़ घूमू बनके घुमरू मैं ये प्यार का गीत सुनाता चला मंजिल पे मेरी नजर मैं दुनिया से बेखबर बीती बातों पे धूल उड़ाता चला मैं हूँ झुम 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 झुमरू फक्कड़ घूमू बन के घुमरू मैं ये प्यार का गीत सुनाता चला मंजिल पे मेरी नजर मैं दुनिया से बेखबर बीती बातों पे धूल उड़ाता चला
I just find that really intriguing. That's using the yodeling style, the vocal style of yodeling, and doing some very interesting things with it, I think. You are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my Vanemke with you from Bay of Islands Radio. This is where this is coming from, in downtown Cornerbrook, 100.1 FM, CKVB. You might also be listening at the Voice of Bond Bay, which is CHBB. And that's 95.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Norris Point and in Rocky Harbor. Welcome, everyone. Well, we'll head back to Europe, and actually we'll end up here right now in Greece. Yes, we will listen to Sokratis Malamas. He's a Greek singer and songwriter born in Sikia in Greece, later moved to Thessaloniki. He sang bouzouki songs there. He learned from his father, studied guitar at the Macedonian Conservatory in Thessaloniki, and started working as a professional musician about age 23. Also as a guitar teacher, a singer, and so on. Melina Kana is a favorite vocalist in Greece since the early 90s. She's widely recognized as one of the top voices in her country in this style of music. A lot of commercially successful CDs were produced and released with her singing. Born in Thessaloniki as well, influenced by the rumbetico tradition, which is sort of kind of a Greek bluesy folk tradition. And so Sokratis and Melina made a couple of albums together, breakthrough albums for both, back in the 90s, and rather cerebral lyrics, mythological references, mind games, self-deception, that sort of thing. But they're coming together, involved a wonderful spark. And so now they're both working on solo careers with many other artists as well. But this is something which is called Ilia Prosopa. This is Socrates Malamas and Melina Kana from Greece.
Αν έχεις δρόμο ανοιχτό και το μυαλό σου καθαρό, έχω το νου μου στις σκιές, τις πόρτες μου κλειστές.
Δεν αγαπάς βολεύεσαι, στις ειδονές σου καίγεσαι, κοιτάς καθρέφτες και απορείς και λες πως δεν μπορείς.
Πρόσωπα χιλιά τι να πω, που να κουμπίσω να σταθώ, τα σκουβαλώ καθημερινά σαν ψέματα στιφά.
Μην ακουμπάς τη λύπη σου, δεν έχει σπίτι τύχη σου, χιλιάδες σαν σε κουβαλούν, χιλιάδες τα πονούν.
Πανδώρα στη ψυχή, φοβήθηκα και έχω κρυφτεί, έκλεψα δώρα απ' τη σιωπή και να η ανταμοιβή.
Δώσ' μου το χέρι σου ψυχή, δεν έχει δρόμο η φυλακή, μέσα σου και έξω αντυχούν τα βήματα.
From Greece, that's Socrates Malamas and Melina Kana. And we'll have another song from Greece since we're on that European vacation at the moment, right? This is Anastasia Moutsatsou. And she was born in a small coastal village in Laconia, moved to close to Athens as a teenager. Her mom sang traditional Greek songs to her as a child, and she picked that up. Her first album was in 1992, Traditional Songs from the Aegean Islands. And she blends traditional and contemporary styles. This song is about, it's called Pino Pino. It's the power of the elixir of love to solve the mysteries of life. And she sings, I drink, or Pino Pino. And she's not referring to ouzo there, but she's referring to love. Love is sparkling, a small flame in the darkness is spreading and burning brighter with your precious touch. Oh, the land of romance. This is Anastasia Moutsatsou.
Ζωή σημαδεμένη απ' τις λευκές τις νύχτες, ψυχή μου διψασμένη. Πίνω, πίνω απ' τους χυμούς σου φως να μου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου. Πίνω, πίνω απ' τους χυμούς σου φως μου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου. Απ' τους χυμούς σου φως μου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου. Πίνω, πίνω, απ' τους χυμούς σου φως μου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου λύνω, το ένιγμα του κόσμου.
From Greece, Anastasio Moutsatsou, and it's time for our last number. We are on this European vacation. Thanks to those of you in Mun Radio who have been listening, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's. Thanks for being with us. Next, we're going to end off with a little bit of very classic accordion playing from the streets of Paris, because it's emblematic of Europe. And this is from Richard Galliano. He studied piano and accordion. Started at the age of four, actually, with his father, and he was particularly gifted, and he quickly entered the Nice Conservatory, came to Paris in 1975, and he met his friend and conductor, Claude Nougaro, and in 1980 he met another really important person for his career, the Argentinian composer and bandionist, Astor Piazzolla, who developed the tango in Argentina. Astor encouraged him to create the French New Musette. And he's recorded, Richard Galliano's recorded more than 50 albums under his name. And he's almost single-handedly made the accordion fashionable again in the 1980s, especially in jazz circles. So this is a jazzy valse musette from Richard Galliano called Waltz for Nikki. Hi, anybody out there called Nikki? Thanks for joining me. Take care of each other. See you again next week on Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke. Take care. Oh, and maybe all your vacations will be this memorable, I hope. We'll be right back.